You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. I'm gonna put on my dress, get those pits up both the sides. This is the voice of Umpalaya Marcima Balinton. Raised in the 1940s and 50s San Francisco, since she was a kid, she loved to sing. By age 18, at just 85 pounds and a size 3 shoe, she was competing in and winning talent shows up and down Fillmore Street. But it was the Ellis Theater talent show that launched her into stardom. Her first hit in 1959 rose to number 3 on the Billboard charts. Her songbook contains more than 100 compositions. She opened for James Brown for 2 years and sang with greats like Etta James. Crowds have demanded her signature backflip, and she got a stage name, Sugar Pie DeSanto. Now at age 78, living in Oakland and still performing, DeSanto joined me in studio to talk about her beginnings in rhythm and blues.
I just used to do talent shows when I was coming up in San Francisco at these theaters. And by my luck, Johnny Otis discovered me in, singing at this theater, the talent show, and he picked me up from there, you know.
You remember that day?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I remember that. Nothing. He was in the theater hunting talent. He always searched for talent, you know. And I just kept on winning and kept on singing, and finally he just offered me a recording.
And he was the one who named you Sugar Pie.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I couldn't very well use my real name on a record.
Which is?
Umpalaya. Filipina.
Umpalaya.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I couldn't use that. So he just said, well, you're a little bitty thing. You're only 3'2". So I think I'll call you Sugar Pie. You're cute little. You know what I'm saying? That's how it came about. He named me, you know.
Did you grow up in a musical household?
Or? Yes. My mother was a concert pianist. And she taught me a lot, you know. She would play classics and have me sing them, you know. And I better not go wrong or else.
Uh-oh.
If you know what I mean. I was under the ruler. And it just went from that, you know. My love for music from my mother, I'll say.
And so you went on to the talent shows at what age then?
Oh, my goodness. What? 15, you know, that was back the talent days. But then I did later on, as I was getting older, you know, that I still was around the Bay Area going, sneaking in the little clubs and, you know, singing. If my father caught me, he'd kill me, you know. But my mom would let me go, you know, because she knew I loved the music. And I told her that's what I wanted to be, you know. So she let me sneak around, and sometimes he'd tell a fib to my father, you know. Well, where is she? Oh, I don't know. She's probably at her, you know, girlfriends or whatever. She'd vouch for me, you know. She'd lie, in other words. So I just grew up around music.
Were there many women in music at that time doing what you were doing?
Not in the Bay Area. Most of the ones that I did know, they were dancers, you know. They were dancing more than singing, like exotic dancers. Friends of mine, you know, grew up with. So, no, not too many.
Hmm. So you chose singing rather than kind of going the way of many of your friends. Why? What is it about singing for you?
That's hard to explain. It's just a feeling that you get. You could be feeling down in the dumps, but a song can pick you up, you know. Maybe not for long, but if you release the tension or whatever it is that's bothering you, you can sing it away. Take my word.
Ow! Doo-doo-woo-bee!
What is the significance of singing your own words and your own music versus somebody else's? What is it for you? What is the power?
To me, I just think I'm in a better, I can produce it better, you know, my own music. I'm not against their music, but I just feel that I could do a better job within doing my own music, you know, something I write. I really feel it, you know. All we's pertain to my life and how I'm living it. That's the way I write, you know.
So
if
whatever.
You hear some of my songs, then you know, oh, well, she actually probably did that, you know. You can feel the power of it, I think. And I prefer my own music than anybody else's.
Hmm. Were there many producers at that time in San Francisco?
No. There was not. Most producers were in Oakland, like Bob Gettings, that recorded my first hit record, you know, in 1959. He was a powerhouse during that time. I'd say Oakland for producers. He was one of the best.
And what was that hit record?
I Wanna Know. I Wanna Know, 1959.
I wanna know if you miss me. I wanna know, would you still kiss me? Please don't start no stuff, cause I don't wanna get rough. I wanna know.
When I went in the studio the first time to bring them the tape to hear it that I made, you know, my manager, Jim Moore, he was there, too. And he was, you know, doing his business, whatever, with the producer, Bob Gettings. And I flew in the door and said, hey, you guys, I got a hit. They said, what? They looked at me like I was crazy. Said, you got a what?
You treated me like a queen. No sooner I turned my back, yourself another woman and you done split the scene. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Please come back.
In 1964, you were the only female act to tour with the American Folk Blues Festival.
Yeah, in London.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what it was like to be the only woman on that tour with all of those male performers.
Miserable. Miserable.
How so?
Because I was the only woman and they were hitting on you. You know, I got kind of bored with them, you know, because I wouldn't go with any of them, you know. And so, they'd be pushing me and pressing me. I'm going to take Sugar Pie to dinner tonight. Oh, no, you're not. You know.
So that's what a woman performer had to deal with at that time?
Yes. Me, that I know of. I don't know about the other women, but I know what I had to deal with.
What are some of your most memorable performances?
The Apollo in New York.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
With people like Patti LaBelle, Smoking Miracles, Gladys Knight, you know, all those greats. I've been there about, 18 times.
And you opened for James Brown.
Yes, I did. That's where he found me, at the Apollo.
How do you feel you've changed since the 60s oh, yeah. and the 70s in terms of your music and your singing?
Oh, yeah. I haven't really changed, but I mean, you know, it's gets harder to do at my age, you know. After all, I'm 78, come on. But I still think I got a few left in me, you know.
I'm wondering how you feel when you get up on stage and sing. What do you feel?
That's how I soothe my nerves. You know, if I got anything on my mind or I have something to do that I didn't do or something that I needed to do or something made me mad or I don't feel good, you know, you have those bad days, you know. I just sing it away, you know, and get the most relief of any problems that I might have, you know, or worrying about. So, it's my life.
So it's the power of a song.
It's the power of the song, yes. Mm-hmm. And it can take you anywhere you want to go. You can be happy, sad. That's what music does.
Hello, San Francisco. We finally got a chance to meet. Hey.